If you're looking for a slightly used vehicle, prices are dropping, and we'll tell you why. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 10th day of October. Thanks for coming by. China is not only fighting a trade war, but also seeking something from the NBA. Social Security folks will get a bump in their benefits. It's day 23 of the UAW strike against GM, and we've got an update. Everybody seems to be stressed out due to a lack of money. New in the Fraud Watch, job offers and scams. Those stories and more, along with our small business spotlight that shines on Nancy Emmert of Pure and Lasting Transformation. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at AARPiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and we are grateful to be back. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get right into it. The Consumer Price Index was up in September by just 0.1%. Now, much of that slow rise had to do with the 1.6% drop in the price of used cars. Analysts say Bloomberg are now fearing the lower prices will have a negative impact on new car sales, further depressing that market. So what's happened? Well, it seems that a glut of slightly used vehicles are coming out of leases. And because more and more people have found that leasing seems to be an affordable alternative to higher prices for new vehicles, that means there's more on the market. It's called supply and demand. NBA basketball is a big deal in China for both the folks that live there and the bottom line of the NBA. Now, days after a tweet was posted that referenced the democracy effort in Hong Kong by a league manager, China is still wanting something the NBA is not willing to give it. That thing is a formal apology. You know, many companies have apologized to China after hurting the feelings of the Chinese people with hardly any notice back home. But this confrontation, it all seems to be different. And the result is that China's traditional apology ritual is being mangled. That's partly because the National Basketball Association itself has an unusual amount of leverage, but it's all being turned political. The league initially struggled to respond after China lashed out against a deleted tweet by Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey in support of Hong Kong protesters. But its first attempt to address the situation backfired in both the United States and China. The NBA was berated here at home for prostrating itself before Beijing, even though the statement fell well short of the traditional standards for repentance in China. The problem was the U.S. politicians interpreted the statement as an apology, but Chinese officials didn't. And now they want what the NBA does not want to give. Well, it's official. Your Social Security checks will get a modest increase next year. The Social Security Administration announced today that the cost of living adjustment for 2020 will be 1.6%. Now, that number is less than what retirees have received in recent years. This year, they got a 2.8% bump, while in 2018, the increase was 2%. Still, it's better than zero, which retirees saw in 2010, 2011, and in 2016. Social Security cost of living adjustments, well, they've averaged about 1.4% in the past decade. It's day 23 of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. Let's review the top issues according to the union. GM's use of temporary workers has been a major issue in the contract negotiations, along with outsourcing work to other countries. Now, one of the issues is that a person doing the same job as a regular employee makes less than half of the wages. A non-temporary worker will be making like maybe $40 an hour, standing next to a temp worker making $16, and the union says that's not fair. And striking workers? Well, striking workers who are regular employees are standing with the temp employees to force GM to pay everybody on an equal basis. Meanwhile, besides the nearly 50,000 auto workers who walked out, many more people in other jobs are also out of work. The Anderson Economic Group, that's a consulting firm in East Lansing, Michigan, estimates that 75,000 workers at auto parts supply companies have been laid off or had their wages reduced because of the strike. The union says they're staying out in what has become one of the longest strikes in the industry. Business Insider recently teamed up with Morning Consult to survey 2,096 Americans about their financial health, debt, and earnings for its new series, The State of Money. And findings largely didn't paint a pretty picture, particularly for millennials and Gen X. So what are the pressure points? Of the respondents who answered, more than half of all millennials and Gen X respondents say they're stressed some or a lot about their credit card, personal loan, or student loan debts. Gen X is most stressed about credit card debt, while millennials are most stressed about student loan debt. When asked how they would rate their financial health, slightly more than 41% of Gen X said it's not very good or not good at all. That's worse than millennials at 37%, of whom said the same. More of Gen X than the millennial generation also think their finances are much worse off, somewhat worse off, than their peers. And when it comes to retirement, forget about it. Not on the radar for a vast majority of millennials or Gen Xers. If you think retirees are the only ones being targeted by scammers, you gotta think again. Millennials in their 20s and 30s are falling at a fast clip for online shopping fraud, con artists who pretend to be your boss, imposters who pretend to be from the federal government, fake check scams, and business opportunities or work-at-home jobs. According to the Federal Trade Commission, millennials, for example, are twice as likely as people who are 40 and older to report losing money while shopping online. And it often doesn't start with a robocall. Millennials are 77% more likely to report losing money to a scam that starts out with an email. And millennials are 93% more likely than people over the age of 40 or older to report losing money to fake check scams, which can be part of some frauds that are designed to look like one step along the way to finding a cure to a financial headache. Here's how the scam works. So let's say you're searching for a customer support number online, but instead of getting the official website, you end up with a phony lookalike site. So you call that number, and you're told that there's a new policy in place. All device users must now pay an activation fee. The scammers may ask for a prepaid gift card, or they might ask directly for your credit card number. In some cases, they may help you come up with a new username and password, thereby gaining access to your device accounts. Now you know. And finally, there is this about some hot jobs that are out there. The transportation industry is speeding ahead when it comes to hiring. The latest U.S. jobs report showed that the industry added 16,000 payrolls in September. According to Business Insider, the retail industry is driving the boom as it hires people to deliver goods bought online. Urban areas are also playing a part in the trend thanks to their growing need for transit workers. Trucking, however, proved to be the industry exception, with 4,200 positions lost as the U.S. manufacturing sector has weakened. And speaking of jobs and work, according to the Census Bureau, employees who work from home earn an average $2,000 a year more than those enduring a daily commute. While telecommuters derive some savings from avoiding peak hours of traffic and public transport lines, Bloomberg notes that their real income advantage stems from the roles best suited for remote work. What are those? White-collar and tech-focused jobs predisposed to higher salaries. Some 5.3% of U.S. employees work from home full-time, and multiple studies report they are more productive and happier with their jobs. Me? I would totally agree. We've been doing that for well over 15 years. Talking about being happy at work, coming up in our Small Business Spotlight, it's Nancy Emmert from Pure and Lasting Transformation. Her business is in health coaching, and that small business story is just a click away.